Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real, everyday conversations that don't make headlines. Across Ohio, policies targeting transgender people are changing fast, from healthcare to legal documents to how gender is even defined in state law. And while all of that is happening at the Statehouse, there are small, community-led organizations working in real time to help people figure out what it means for them. One of them is Trans Ohio.
We're not a large organization. Like, I talk to folks every day that think that we're like a large agency. And I'm like, we have had 1.5 staff people for the past year. And before that, we are all volunteers. And it's really just a testament to how much hyper-focused and very committed trans people can accomplish.
That's Dara Atkison, Executive Director of Trans Ohio. It's a trans-led statewide organization that's been around for over 2 decades, but it still operates more like a grassroots network than a large nonprofit. No big infrastructure, no massive staff, just a small group of people figuring out how to meet the needs of their community.
I think what you're seeing in the last couple of years is we've really been meeting this moment by expanding a couple of things that we've always done. We've always done some mutual aid. You know, it used to be we'd help 4 or 5 people a month with like emergency housing situations, you know, abusive partners, that kind of thing. But scaling that to, we're very close to $200,000 of mutual aid out in the last 2 years. You know, same for our legal services, that our name change clinic is a little over 10 years old. But in the last 2 years, we've scaled those services considerably and are very proud of just how many people we've helped with updating their legal documents.
Trans Ohio also runs legal clinics, helping people update their names and identity documents, something that can make a big difference in everyday life. But as those services expand, so does uncertainty about what comes next.
There's so many things being proposed in other states that we have a lot of people terrified of that are targeted towards adults. We, of course, have our budget language floating out there from last year. You know, Ohio did choose in our state budget, of all things, to change all of the revised code to contain a binary sex definition. So different agencies can change their internal policies to reflect that if they choose. You know, that wouldn't mean that every ID in Ohio could be invalidated without passing a new law. We would absolutely need a new law for that, you know, if we were to go a Kansas route. But if the BMV wanted to stop us from updating our gender markers, they would only need to change their internal policies. And so that kind of thing is scary and just kind of floating out there. And so we've been working on lots of phrasing for the harm reduction and contingencies to communicate to the community if any number of bad situations with our IDs or healthcare transpire.
For a lot of people, that uncertainty is already showing up in real ways. In whether your ID matches who you are, whether you can access care, and how safe you feel just moving through the world. And while those questions are still up in the air, Trans Ohio is trying to make sure people aren't navigating them alone.
The message of hope is that a few trans people can accomplish a ton. If I walk into any trans event in the state and I say, give me a show of hands, who has been helped in some way by Trans Ohio, you're going to get some hands. And that is a really cool place to be in for a small trans group. But it really is a staple to, if you think there's something the community needs, like, make it happen.
Trans Ohio is a small group, but their impact is already being felt across the state. Thank you, Trans Ohio, for the work that you do. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.